Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque. Hello. I'm going to use today's podcast to illustrate how we can not only learn from ourselves, but learn from each other as well. I've invited a friend to tell a personal story, and I'm going to help him and all of us draw a lesson from it. Let's give a big Affirmation Nation welcome to my friend, whose birth name is Alan Russell, but who prefers to be called... Say your name. Your name?
Oh, Potato Water.
Hi, Potato Water. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
You have to get close. Get closer to the microphone.
Where, over here?
To the microphone.
How this close? Okay.
So, why don't you tell people how we know each other?
We volunteer at the same soup kitchen.
Correct. We both volunteer to eat at the same soup kitchen. Now, Potato Water, go ahead and tell the folks the story you told me.
Okay, well, the other day I got really mad because one of my ferrets wouldn't hold still while I was trying to wash her.
And do you remember how you described it to me?
Huh?
What did you say?
I said, huh?
No, the other day, what did you say?
To who?
To me.
No,
remember you said you got mad because you were just trying to help that part?
Oh, yeah, okay. I said it really pissed me off because here I was trying to help Carol King. My ferrets are named Carol King and Art Garfunkel, and she was being a dick to me, acting like I was trying to drown her or something.
That's right. Sometimes God reaches...
I didn't want these ferrets, but I had to take care of them because they kept giving my mom seizures, and my sister Rebecca was supposed to take them in, but then her asshole boyfriend Mark Leo said he's allergic, and we were just going to give them to the pound, but my mom started freaking out and crying and shit, so I was like, Jesus Christ, you fucking baby, okay, I'll take the ferrets.
Reaches out to help us, and we think he's hurting us. Maybe we miss an airplane flight, only to find out that the plane we were supposed to be on has crashed. Or maybe we are fired from a job we really need, and have to go on unemployment, but at the unemployment office we end up meeting our soulmate. The universe has a loving plan for each and every one of us. So the next time you find yourself cursing your circumstances, take a moment and think about my friend Potato Water, washing his ferret, Carol King. Instead of fearing that you're being drowned in a bathtub, consider the possibility that you're getting a bath from a giant with a funny name.
Is it done?
Yeah, we're done. Thanks very much, Potato Water. I think we just did a lot of good for a lot of people.
Primo, man. Hey, want to go look for change in payphones?
Oh, you betcha. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.